Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another Sunshiny Show. I am so excited because my guest today, her name is Jodi Blankenship. She is going to be sharing her journey of becoming one of the fastest growing women-owned business in the United States. Her company, ZipMe, has been named by Forbes as one of the virtual trendsetters, and she is a featured author in Behind Her Brand book on America's Amazon's best-selling list. Welcome, Jodi.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm excited to be on your show today. And hello, kitten.
I know the kitten community. We're just going by the dozens, and people are just listening and following the show. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And you know, Jodi, you have something you're going to be sharing, a little secret lunch that you're going to be doing, and I guess we'll make the listeners wait just for a little bit, because I'm so excited to have you share this on the show. But let's just start off and let's talk about ZipMe. Explain to people who may not have heard of ZipMe, which is going to be very few people, but explain to those listening, what is ZipMe and how does it work?
ZipMe is a dress zipper helper. Have you ever been stuck in a hotel room, or possibly your spouse or your boyfriend's out of town and you're in your closet trying to get dressed? Well, I came up with this ZipMe out of desperation. I was actually stuck in a hotel room. I'd called down to the concierge desk. I finally had to go out into the hallway and ask a stranger to zip me up. And after that, I came home and I told my kids, and they did not approve of mom being zipped up by a stranger. So I started developing a ZipMe. And you know, what I think a lot of people need to realize is when you are an inventor and you are going through the process, it's going to take you a lot of different tries, and you're going to make mistakes. And some people call them failures. I don't use failures. I use mistakes. But you know what? You're going to grow from that. So what I did is it took me about 3 or 4 different inventions until I came up with one that I was happy about. And I invented this dress zipper helper to inspire women. When you look and you physically hold the ZipMe, you will see a heart charm. And that heart charm is to remind women that they're loved. I don't care what your circumstances, where you've been, I've been there. I've walked in your shoes. You know, Lisa, I know you're a sweet lady, and you know my story, but, you know, I was a teenage mom, and I was in a domestic abuse relationship. And for about 15 years, I always had people tell me, you will never amount to anything. And I wouldn't listen to them. I said that there's something better out there and that I'm going to make a life for my children. So I started at a young age with a lot of responsibility, and I kept growing from there in the banking industry. And now I work for the government, and I'm inventing this product. And I just want people to understand that this product is more than just zipping up your dress. It's an inspiration. And then also, the people that we have manufacturing these ZipMes, they are stay-at-home moms, single moms, women who are in situations that they're trying to better themselves. So we're inspiring them by giving back to give them opportunities to better themselves. And I know that's a long description, but that's basically what the ZipMe does.
Well, and I would just like to say kudos to you for doing that. One, for never giving up, because we wouldn't be having this wonderful product, this ZipMe product. And I have a ZipMe, beautiful. And Jodi, I have to share with you, I don't have that many dresses that zip up in the back. I have a few, but I don't have too many. And I want the listeners to know that I wear it as an accessory. It is a beautiful. I have the black because I have so many of my shirts and patterns have black in them. And so the one that I ordered was a black one with the silver heart on it. And I wear it at least minimum 2 times a week, Jody. And I wear it everywhere I go.
Thank you.
And I always wear it to networking, and I tell people your story when I go. I said, when you know you have that time where you get to do your little elevator pitch,
yes.
You don't know how many times I've pitched, you know, women in business. I said, you know, right now, I said, I'm wearing this, and this, you know, this necklace, it's American made. It was invented by a woman. Women are the ones that are producing it and marketing it, and I just said, you know, I am so proud, you know, to be a woman entrepreneur. And so your ears just must be just buzzing away because I've shared that story with so many people. And it is, I mean, it's a beautiful necklace. And part, I'm always, when I sit down someplace or I go to a meeting, I'm always touching on that heart to remind me that I'm loved. You know, I'm always self-love, Jody. So I just wanted to share that with you and the listeners.
Well,
I wear it all the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa. I mean, that is what it's all about. It's about being exactly who you are in your own body, and no matter what your history is that heart is to remind you that you're loved. And that's why when I created the Zip Me, I wanted it to be more than just one function, that zipping up your dress. So thank you for leading into that it can be worn as a necklace. Or I even have some elderly people who use them to zip up their boots. You know, the boots that have the zipper on the side.
Yes.
Some good friends of my mom's, they can't zip up their boots. So they actually, there's a little hook on it that they can take and zip up their boots. So it is so multifunctional, and it's very exciting. I even had a young girl out of Dallas. Her mom bought her a Zip Me, and she only has one arm. And the mother told me that she has never been able to wear the little shell dresses that zip up in the back. And she called about 2 weeks later after she purchased it. She said, Jody, we are so excited. And my daughter is so thrilled because she lives independently. She can wear this dress that zips up in the back, and she can zip it with one arm. And, you know, that really touched me, Lisa. I mean, I'm really helping the people who need help. And that's what Zip Me is all about. It's not about me. It's about helping people and giving them an opportunity to be all they can be.
Well, and I love too for those of you listening, you know, Jody has been given the nickname the modern day problem solver. You know, because I go by the modern day fortune teller, you know, and you are the modern day problem solver. I mean, so how does your mind work? I mean, when do you come up with these different inventions and ideas? I mean, is it just like nonstop?
It is nonstop. I have a notebook by my bed that I'm always writing something in. Typically, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll have to write something down, or any time during the day, I always have a notebook with me and I'm writing things down. And any time I see an inefficiency or something that's not working, my mind automatically goes into solution mode. And for a long time, Lisa, I really thought that was a curse, because it was like I was going around trying to solve all these problems. But then when I really looked at what I was trying to do, I was trying to better somebody's life, such as does it mean it gives them an opportunity to be independent. And I think that this is a good lead-in, if you'd like me to go ahead and tell
the exciting news. I am smiling. I was going to lead into that. Yes, please do share.
You know, for all you listeners out there, have you ever been in a public restroom or taken your child to a public restroom, possibly the porta potties that are out there? And when you walk into the stall, and you typically will see a disgusting toilet seat. Well, I have been experiencing that because I travel a lot, even in airport. I even experience this or sometimes even at a restaurant. Well, I finally said enough is enough. So I have developed a product that you will spray on the toilet seat it instantly sanitizes, and then you wipe it off with toilet paper and just let it flush down, and then you're able to go and do your business. And it is called Yuck Be Gone, and that's Y-U-K B-G-O-N-E. And we are so excited. We are, we've already beta tested it. It's doing great, and it is going to be in production, we hope, by the end of this week, first of next week. And we are already getting requests for this nationwide, too, which is very exciting.
Well, Jody, you know what's really why I'm smiling about this is because I think a man was the one that invented toilet seat covers. Do you know it's like a race to get that, get the toilet seat cover on, and then you have to race and hurry up and turn around, and by then half of it's flushed down into the toilet. I mean, this product that's invented by a woman can bypass that. I mean, and you have it truly sanitized, and you're not wondering if you're slipping or sliding, you know, and getting any of the germs. I mean, that this solves that problem.
It really does. And, you know, I've been in a restroom where all they've had is those little seat covers, and sometimes they just don't do their job, you know. I mean,
no.
They will leak through, and I just wanted something more sanitary, and my mind went into problem-solving mode, and I was like, okay, I want something simple. I want something effective. I want something that a man could put in his pocket, or a woman could just drop in her purse or even a little clutch, and she could just take it with her. And we're even getting a lot of requests from moms of children, these little play groups. You know, they're usually out at the playground. They have to go into a public restroom, and they are so excited and cannot wait to get this product once it's through production, because they said, you know, having to go to a public restroom with your child, it's very frustrating when you don't have a clean seat, and then you worry about your child. So
Absolutely.
We are just so excited to get this out on the market.
Well, you know, you could even have, you know, here I'm marketing with you now, because the marketing in me is coming out, Jody, about thinking that you could have the children's size bottle so the children can learn cleanliness, that can learn to go in and spray the seat and how to wipe down, that they can have like a little princess spray bottle, you know, to spray themselves. So as they grow up, that's just going to be a sanitary habit for them, because kids get sick so easy, and you know a lot of those germs are coming out of the bathrooms, the public bathrooms.
Yes.
So
I was really surprised, Lisa. I read a research that 98% of the germs that make us sick come out of a bathroom.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. It's sickening. It's like, ugh. So once again, a woman is coming up with this cool invention. We are going to take a quick commercial break here, and we will be back and more with our amazing and beautiful Jody.
Did you know that you were born with a personal code that reveals your true purpose in life? Jen Duchenne translates that code into valuable information you can use right now to discover your purpose and clear the blocks that keep you from creating the success you desire. Jen Duchenne is a master of the powerful tool of astronumerology, which has the answers you seek. To learn more, visit jenduchenne.com. That's jenduchenne.com. And get moving on your success path to a life of meaning, money, and joy.
Ladies, opportunity is not an opportunity unless you can do something about it. Here's your opportunity to work with Lisa. For over 30 years, Lisa Lamont has been providing direction for countless others with her unique gypsy cards that were passed to her over 30 years ago. Mention Prancing Kitten and you will receive 50% off Lisa's 5-star VIP package. Go to lisalamont.com today.
And we are back with Jody Blankenship, who is also happens to be a featured author in Behind Her Brand book. Welcome back, Jody. Can you talk a little bit about this book that you're in and tell us what inspired you to write what you wrote?
Yes, Lisa. That book was really my coming out. You know, I had dealt with being a teenage mom and being in a domestic abuse relationship. And a lot of people judged me for that along my journey as my children were growing up. And it was really time for me to expose my journey and explain to people where I'd been. But I also wanted to present to them that doesn't define you, that there's always hope in the face of adversity, and to never give up. And so in that book, Behind Your Brand, basically what I did is just explain my journey. You know, this is where I was as a 16-year-old mom in a domestic abuse relationship. And this is my journey up until today. And now I'm inventing products. I'm putting them out into the market. I've been featured at the Emmy. I've been on various television stations. I've been on various magazine covers, also on some radio stations. And I think that it's just to get my story out there, my journey, and then also to explain the business side. You know, I think so many times when women are going into business, they have a lot of questions. You know, I had a lady come up to me at a book signing here a couple of months ago, and she just asked me, she said, "Jody, how do I get started in my own business?" And, you know, I told her, I said, just sit down and take a Big Chief notebook, tablet. I love the Big Chief. And I said, just write down what you want to do, how you want to do it, and then look at that and really ponder, and we can expand on it. You know, she called me back about a week later, and she was so excited. Since then, I've worked through with her on the process of a budget. And, you know, she's having to start on the shoestring budget. And she is already trying to get her new jewelry out into the market. And so it is very exciting for people to look at Behind Her Brand to get inspired, awaken them, and then take my journey, my experience, my business background, and helping promote them to be able to get their product out there. Because, you know, Lisa, it's always about us giving to each other so that we can expand and grow. You know, I can't do this by myself. You can't do what you do by yourself. We have to work at it together.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's so true. And a lot of people try to do everything on their own. You know, they don't want to ask for help, or they think that, you know, someone else will think it's stupid, or, you know. And it wasn't until, you know, I worked with a business strategy team, and it was taking that investment of having somebody that knows how to do it. You know, I have a background in marketing, but I don't have a background in business strategy. And that was what the missing element was for me. And so here I sat for 4 years on a brand that wasn't me, and I didn't have anybody to help me because I didn't ask anybody. So, you know, here we go. You know, 4 years goes by, and I finally work with somebody who can see me, see my product, and say, here, this is what you need to do. And boom, everything changed. You know, everything changed, Jody. It's,
yeah.
So that's what that you talk about. You know, sometimes, you know, we're there to support one another.
We are. And, you know, that's one thing that I experienced in the beginning was I kept looking at my product was my brand. Well, I actually found out through working with a wonderful business strategist that I was the brand. And, you know, that was hard for me to understand for the longest time, because I just thought I would invent these products, put them out into the market, and they would sell. Well, actually, it's been me engaging in different forms and bringing in people and discussing and showing them how it works. And then now that we're expanding to another line, you know, it's going to be me going back out there, re-educating people, telling them the story, telling them why I'm here. And I think really at the end of the day, it was me overcoming the fear of being judged due to my background. You know, I think that's why I had such a difficulty in the beginning writing the book, is because I was like, I don't want to put this back out there. I've been judged. You know, I'm a mature woman now, and I don't want to go back there. But once I did that, it was like, hey, it's out there. You know, give me your best shot. This is what I've accomplished. This is where I'm going. And we can go together and get a lot more done.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't have to be ashamed of our background. We don't, you know, and I like how you said that you don't want to relive it either, but that's part of your story. And if your story can inspire others to move forward in their lives, then the message, you know, by sharing that message, you're helping other women to say, hey, look at me, because you're touching women who might be in a domestic violence situation right now. You're touching women who are single moms and don't know how they're going to, you know, make ends meet. They've lost hope. They don't know who to trust. You know, and a lot of women, I think, together, and maybe you'll agree or disagree, a lot of women are starting to come together now. I feel like there's this movement, instead of cattiness, there's this movement of women saying, you know, I want to connect with other women. I don't want to have to be worried that someone's going to hurt me or stab me. And there's always going to be the insecure people that do that. But I really feel, Jody, there's a shift in women, which is, you know, the Prancing Kitten group and a lot of listeners,
yes,
that we're coming together and supporting one another. Do you feel that shift too?
I really do. And I think you really hit the nail on the head with the hammer when you said putting yourself out there, and it's almost like a healing process. You know, when I started that book last year, you know, it was rough. I was raw. My emotions were raw. Now the more I talk about it, the more I share, it is like I can actually feel those scars healing on the inside. Because for the longest time, it was always taboo. You know, you just didn't talk about it. You didn't bring it up for fear of being judged. Now it's not something I lead into, but when I share my journey, when I share where I've been, what I've accomplished, where I'm going, you know, I actually feel a healing coming over me. And that has just been profound for me. And it's through other women that's helping me through that process.
And all the right women are showing up. You know, they are showing up. So a while back, we were talking about Shark Tank. And I don't know if you heard any finals, but you did hear from them initially. They were interested. And I know you've made it through a few rounds of interest with them.
Yes.
Where have you heard anything more?
Well, I'd really like to share that journey because that is just amazing. Again, I was very hesitant to apply for Shark Tank for various reasons. I didn't think my product was good enough. I didn't think that it was in the right stage. And finally, one day, I was sitting in my office, and something came up on an email, and somebody said, you really need to apply. And I thought about it. A couple of days went by, and I sent in an email. And it had to be at least 5 months later, Lisa. I was traveling that day, which I do quite often, and I got a phone call. And I'll never forget that guy said, you know, I'm so-and-so with Shark Tank. And I was like, yeah, right. You know, I thought it was a scam.
This is a joke.
You know, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a scam. And he finally had to convince me. I mean, I think he was getting a little irritated with me, but he said, no, you know, this, and this, and this. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is really the producer. And we visited, and he really gave me a tough 15-minute phone interview. And he, at the end, it kind of startled me. You know, I thought he'd hang up and I might hear something, you know, 2 or 3 months down the road. And he said, congratulations, you made it to the next phase. And I was like, wow, yeah, what does this mean? So, you know, it was then I had to do a very in-depth package, which included video, a lot of documentation. My packet I sent in is probably 2 inches thick, but I got that to him, and now I'm in the next phase. It appears that there's about 4 phases to it, so I'm in the second phase, and I'm waiting to hear back, which they said would be 2 to 3 months, to see if I'm cast. And because you're cast doesn't mean that you'll always make it to that next level, but you can. And then if you're casted and you make it to an episode, they can still pull you. So there's still some uncertainties, but I think just going through this process has been amazing.
Well, and that's kind of why I wanted you to share that. Just that you at least you applied. You know, even if they would, if you would have not even made it past the first round, just the fact that you applied, people won't even take that risk. They're like, oh, they won't want me. Oh, they don't care. And now you've seen the interest. And why I'm smiling and why I wanted to talk about it is that your product, Yuck Be Gone, might be the product that they need to have on Shark Tank too. I'm just like, wait, they can use this one too. That's why I was asking you.
You know, I actually, the other morning in the shower, where I do a lot of my thinking as well, I was thinking, oh my gosh, Yuck Be Gone would be great on Shark Tank. And I was already in the tank, and I was visualizing how I would have it set up. And, you know, I'd want Mr. Wonderful to come down and try it. And that's another thing. You know, I've even thought about who I would like to invest with me. And I've done my mm-hmm. research. And so it is definitely a journey. But you even said something that was very profound when you said, just doing it. You know, that has been my new motto, besides never give up. Anybody I talk to, any groups that I go out and speak to, I always end by saying never give up. But another motto that I've adopted is just do it. You know, a lot of times we will put stuff on paper, we will talk about it with somebody, but it takes that first action. And that lady I was telling you about who came to my book signing, and I've helped her through a couple of processes, you know, I told her, I said, it doesn't matter if you make a $10 investment, a $100 investment, or a $1,000 investment, you have to take that next step. I said, whatever amount of money that you can invest into what you want to do, you have to take that next step. And you know what? She did it. She decided what she could afford, and we're working around that to help establish her business. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They're like, well, Jody, $10,000 to get started. You know, when I started ZipMe on a shoestring budget. I started ZipMe with under $3,000. I had a website that I threw together. I went out and got my domain name. I got all my LLC documents put together. I had my business plan, and I still have my business plan, but I say my business plan is a work in progress because I'm always modifying it. And then I had a byproduct, and I had already promised myself to a show in Dallas, which meant that I had further expense. So on $3,000, I started my product, and I've already received that back a few times now. And
thank you for sharing that, Jody. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and for people that are just starting out, and maybe you've been doing it for a year, and they're like, they want to be like successful people. And I tell those people when they say that, going, every successful person to be an overnight success has spent at least 40,000 hours to be an overnight success. You've just got to keep going. Like you said, you just got to do it. And it's just taking that first step and then taking the second step. Because a lot of people, Jody, they'll take that first step. Like, okay, I'm going to go to this seminar, and okay, I'm going to sign up, and okay, I'm going to hire somebody to do my website, and I'm going to go to this, you know, business strategy course. But once again, it's every day you got to do something. Every day we wake up and we're unemployed. Every day you get up and you take an actionable step. And I tell people the first thing I do every day, my thing is to head to the mirror and say, Lisa, I love you. What good may I do for you today? And that is where I say my action steps. So what do you do, Jody, to get your day started?
Well, Lisa, I follow you. I do my mirror love. But then after my mirror love, I have a pretty good conversation with myself in the shower. And, you know, I'm really planning out my day. The night before, I have my to-do list for that day mm-hmm. because I still have my day job. I still work 40 to 50 hours a week at my day job. So not only am I strategizing for my day job, but I'm also strategizing for my business. How am I going to grow my business? And I set weekly goals. You know, I don't care if it is a goal that you're going to contact one person new this week about your product, then that's my goal. Sometimes I have more stringent goals that I set for that week, but I try to set a goal. Something that's achievable, push me out of my comfort zone. You know, I remember when, here not too long ago, I was told that I was going to be on TV. And I thought, I don't want to go on TV. You know, I just made this product. I don't want to do this. But you know what? I really had to talk to myself after my mirror, love, and I had to say, Jody, why not? You know, go on there, be yourself. A lot of times I've heard from women and men, you know, well, I've got to be somebody else different on TV. No, you don't. Just go be yourself. Tell your story. Show them what problem you're solving. You know, mine was I was stuck in a hotel room with my dress unzipped. And now with this, I don't want to sit on an unsanitary toilet seat. You know, what problem are you trying to solve? You know, in your business being a modern-day fortune teller, my gosh, you're amazing, Lisa. You know, and you definitely help people, so on the healing side. But mine is just basically mirror love, setting goals, setting priorities, and then following through by my actions.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, because a lot of the listeners are women entrepreneurs, and not all of them. You know, hello everybody else. We're not excluding you either. And you know, your information, it isn't just about women business owners, but you inspire women just in general to be their best, to not settle, to not stay in a relationship that is abusive, and thinking that you can't do it on your own, because you always can do it on your own. Jody, you are so positive. And when we met, for the listeners, Jody and I, we met in person at the It's Your Turn event earlier this year. And to see Jody in person live was, I mean, you are just a ball of energy. I mean, you were like, jing, jing, jing. I shiny penny, you know, squirrel. And I just love that about you.
Squirrel.
It does, and it even comes across on the radio show here today. I can just feel that positive energy, and when you got up on stage and you jumped up on the chair and were clapping, I mean, I want the listeners to know that that's who you are. You are real. You are authentic. You don't let your past or any shame, because shame has nothing to do with you. You know, that's all
right.
Thoughts that we get in our head that really, they're not the truth. They're not the truth.
That's right. That's right. And you know, Lisa, that's a great comment that you just made, and I thank you for it, because I have really been focusing on awakening, not only awakening myself, but in way awakening anybody I visit with, whatever support they need. You know, is it just someone to talk to for 5 minutes? Because like you said, I have a little bit of attention deficit issue, and I have to stay on task, complete a task. But, you know, I really want to awaken women, because I remember having 3 young babies, working full-time, coming home, trying to get dinner and basketball and baseball and softball in, and trying to be the super mom, and never taking care of myself because I gave everything to my kids. So when my kids, they're all grown now. They're 23, 27, 29 years old. You know, I sat down one day and I was like, wow, okay, I'm an overachiever at work. You know, I get my work done. I always ask for more. My children are raised. What am I supposed to do with this free time? And that's when I really started seeing an awakening. You know I shared with you, Lisa, I had Zitney sitting on a cabinet for 5 years. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was scared to take that next step.
And I didn't know it was 5 years.
It was 5 years. And
oh, wow.
I had someone call me out of the blue, and I think it was a divine intervention to tell me to get off my booty and get to doing something. And I got a phone call that said, you know what, we saw your product? And I said, oh, you did? Because it wasn't even in store. She said, yeah, a friend of a friend was telling us about it, and we really want you in the show at Dallas. And I thought, wow. You know, because I'd probably given out 25 or 30.
Uh-huh.
And I turned them down two or three times. And finally, the last time, just to, I think, to get me there, they told me, they said, you know what, if you come, we'll waive your booth rent. We just want you to be here. And that's what zipped me into action. That was my awakening. And that has been so freeing, healing, even given me a sense of encouragement in time. You know, when I, like I told you with that television show, I didn't want to go on that television show. But it just gives you something that says, you know what, I need to awaken this. I need to engage women. I need to inspire women. And I've never looked back since.
And to know you, to have met you, it's hard for those of us outside of your head to think that you would have struggled with something like that, because you just seem like a person who just loves, get me on stage, give me the mic, okay, here we go. I mean, you just have this awesome high-energy persona about you, and the fact that you're sharing with us that even you have had to struggle with that even you have had to tell yourself, I got to get in the game, I got to participate, you know, that the necklaces have been hanging there for 5 years and I've got to do something about it.
Yes, you know, because I put all my energy into my children, my relationship, my work, my day job, and that was always my focus. You know, I've got to achieve, I've got to be up here, but I was always feeling a tug, you know, that every time I saw a problem, I would solve it, and then I would just kind of put it on the back burner. And, you know, it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I was challenged enough, and I was scared. You know, I was thinking, oh, gosh, here it goes. Here goes the judgmental. Everybody's going to be judgmental about this product. And I put it out there. My first product wasn't the product that you wear as a beautiful necklace. But you know mm-hmm. what? I took creative, and it's not really criticism, but constructive criticism, I guess you would say, and I kept enhancing the Zipme and kept enhancing the Zipme. And I knew that I had the structure down, but I wanted it to be so much more. You know, I wanted it to be multifunctional. I wanted it to be inspiring to whoever received it. But then again, I didn't want to send it off overseas and not have someone here being able to make money. So that's when I came up with the business model, or like I like to call it, paying it forward, to having a community, a crew that actually manufactures these Zipmes, and then they receive an income for it, and they're able to better themselves. And hopefully I'm showing them and helping them awaken something inside themselves to where it'll better themselves.
So can you share with us a story about, you don't need to give their name, but a story about one of the people, how you approached them to work for you?
Yes, yes. I live in a great community, and we have a lot of college students and single moms and even young moms who want to stay at home. And I had this one young lady who's just a sweetheart. I just love her, and I've known her for a while. And I knew that she was struggling, you know, to make ends meet in a relationship. And, you know, me offering her an opportunity to make some money was me saying, I'm here to help. And what it's actually initiated was a dialogue between us. You know, we were friends, we'd see each other, hi, how are you? But it wasn't a deep relationship. Now, since she has been helping me make these Zipmes, we're on a deeper relationship. I know what she's going through, and she hasn't shared everything as of yet. But she knows that I understand that she's having difficulties in her relationship. And it's giving her an outlet on her time, not my time, because, again, I'm the problem solver. Let's get in, get it done, and go on. But it's teaching me, the patient, to say, okay, on your time, you can share with me. And how do you want to work through this? And it's not me just saying, okay, you need to do A, B, C, and D. It's what works for you. You know, do you need to make rent for the next 2 months to be able to leave? Or, you know, do you need something else in your life to give you a positive out so that you... I think that has really been very inspiring with this business model of paying it forward.
It is, because when people, and I come from, my background is I'm a rescuer. That has been what I do. I just rescue. I just give away. I give away. And I have found, you know, now that I'm in my 50s, that isn't necessarily, it's not helpful. It is short term, but to help somebody long term, it's enabling them to give them the tools to do it themselves, the key to do it themselves. And like you said, you know, when she's ready to come to you, and she may and she may not, you know, you're there to listen to her, because you're the example of being a success and just doing it, as you said. I'm just doing it. And I just think that's just wonderful. That is so inspirational.
Well, thank you. And I just want women to understand that no matter what you're facing, you can do it on your time. If you're in a domestic abuse relationship, try to find someone that you trust and reach out to them just for safety reasons. But I understand staying there, because I stayed there with 3 kids for 7 years. Till I realized that I had the strength to leave. And so I hope that if there's any of your listeners that are out there that are facing this, that they understand, don't be ashamed to talk to somebody. Go to somebody that you can trust. And if you can't find anybody, call Lisa and get a hold of me, and I'll listen to you. Safety is always the number one priority. But if you
Absolutely.
Do stay, and if you're trying to work through this and you need somebody who's non-judgmental, who's not going to push you and say, well, just leave. You know, I had a lot of people who said, well, just leave. How do you leave when you're barely making ends meet and you have 3 babies? You know, my priority was, I'm leaving with my kids. You know, I don't need my clothes. I'm leaving with my kids. And so, you know, sometimes it's just talking through that and realizing that it's on your time when you're fully there, because it is a mind game that you get into. And so hopefully, if your listeners are going through this, it is encouragement that you're not always going to be stuck there. People love you. That's the whole inspiration behind the Zitman hearts and the little charm on it, to inspire you. And that you can do anything you want to do.
Awesome, awesome, inspiring message, Jody. You've said it beautifully, because, you know, when anyone has to leave a situation, and you know, whether it be for domestic situations, or maybe people just know that the love isn't there anymore and they just need to leave for whatever reason, you know, is just to take baby steps and just take, you know, some kind of action. Well, our time, we're having a great, great show, and we're running down on time. How can people reach out to you and find you and find your book too? How can they find your book?
Yes, it is all out on my website. It's www.zipped.me. And you can order my book out there. You can also order the product. It's also available out on Amazon. I have a prime seller selling the product as well. And you can also order the book or go to the website. We will have a website for our Yet Be Gone, and that will be yukbgone.com. But that will not be functionable till probably about another week to 2 weeks.
Oh, my word, you're really
I mean, when you get this idea, you're just like ready to just market it and go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, wow. Wow.
Yes, I am awakening this person inside of me that just do it. You know, I wish Nike didn't have it already trademarked, because it's just take action, just do it. You know, failure is not an option, and you're going to stumble, and there's going to be mistakes. And, you know, I already had one little thing that I was going to put into my ingredients that didn't work, and so I had to go back and think through the formula again. But you know what? I learned from it. And I think always in the beginning I was afraid of failing, because I felt like I failed when I was a young lady. So now I see it as a new awakening. That something is just beautiful, like a flower. You know, in the morning when the roses come out and they just bloom and they awaken. Well, I think that's me now, finally.
Absolutely. So now you're gone. Will they be able to find that also on your ZippedMe website? Will you have a link to that on your Zip site?
Yes, I will put that out there. We're finishing up the logo right now. So it'll probably be about a week, but it will be out there on my ZipMe website as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of people listen to the show archived after the fact. So if it's after, you know, June sometime, and they listen to it, they'll be able to locate it. What final message would you like to leave to the kittens? You've shared so many wonderful tips and tools and thoughts and ideas. Is there any message that you would like to leave with the kittens today?
Yes, there is always hope in the face of adversity. You're not alone in this world. You have a lot of people you can reach out to. And if you reach out to somebody and they're judgmental, go to somebody else. Don't be afraid to, not necessarily cut the ties, but don't be afraid to ask somebody else. Find somebody who is non-judgmental. If you're going through issues that you need to talk things out with, and then if you want to start your own business, or if you're already in business, sister, it's time to take your next step. It's time to put yourself in action and go to the next step. And like I said, I don't care if you start with $10 or $100 or $1,000. Every day you can have an action plan. And finally, just never give up, Lisa. You know, I remember at 16 years old, everybody telling me, your life's done. You'll never be anything. Well, now I'm almost 50, and I never gave up. I could have sat at home. I could have felt sorry for myself. I could have struggled with that. But I looked at those three baby faces that I have that are my grandchildren, so I still call them babies. And because of them, I never gave up. So I encourage your kittens, don't ever give up. Keep moving forward. Keep taking baby steps if that's what you have to take, or taking the big leap. Just stay in action.
Boy, and I'm all about taking action. And people don't know where you're from. Can you? We forgot to add that. You know, because I think people think you might be from California or Washington, because I'm from Washington. Can you share with the listeners where you're from, Jody?
Yes, Lisa. I am from the great state of Oklahoma, and I reside in Stillwater, which is halfway in between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And, you know,
and you've been dealing with tornadoes.
Do what?
I was going to say, I wanted to share with the listeners, too, that you've been dealing with a lot of tornado warnings in your area, and I've never lived in a tornado area, so I can't even imagine what that's like.
Yes. I have been around tornadoes all of my life, and so it is just something like a flash flood or rain. A lot of Oklahomans, it doesn't bother, but a lot of Oklahomans, it does bother them when we get a tornado warning. But I would say probably over the last month we have had, oh gosh, at least 100 tornadoes, if not more, in Tornado Alley here in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I always pray for you. I always had the Oklahoma prayers to my prayers to that everyone will be safe there, because I can't imagine, you know, living that way. Like you said, half the Oklahomans they deal with it fine, and the other half they would be like me. I'd be one of those, the sky is falling.
Yes, well, and I'm the thrill seeker, so I'm outside saying, okay, where is it at? Which way is it going? And but it's
and I'm the one that's in the bathtub with the sleeping bag over me.
Yeah.
So that's how we're gonna come to a club. This has been such a fun hour talking with you and having you, and I'm so delighted that you could come on the show and share your new product and talk about your book and your ZipMe products. And for those of you who are considering, you know, just because Mother's Day is over with, that doesn't mean you can't buy yourself this beautiful gift. And what I also love, I forgot to add too about the ZipMe necklace, is, and I don't know the length is, Jody, but for women over 40, you know, when our necks start to get kind of like wrinkly and kind of jiggly, the necklace is down in a flattering spot on my chest and not up around my neck. So I love that feature, that, you know, that the heart in the necklace is down, not up around my neck. So I love that.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And I love that too. You know, I made it so that it would definitely be long enough to take care of business when you're zipping up, but then also be flattering to anybody who wears it. I even saw a young girl the other day. She was in her 20s. She had it on, and it was flattering on her, you know. And then, like you said, yours, when I saw you with your ZipMe on, it was just beautiful. So I'm really glad to hear that.
I just love that. So I just want everyone to know that if you have somebody out there that you love and you care about, you know, definitely get them a ZipMe and show your love, because there's love on there too. Thank you, Jody, for joining me. And I look forward to, I'll have you back in the fall if you have time in your schedule to come back and give us the updates of Shark Tank and your Yuck Be Gone product.
Oh, yes, Lisa, I'd love to.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next Monday at 1 p.m. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.